Monitor with a note in the news from Portland, Oregon. The Association of Oregon Counties has approved a resolution saying that people should pay the cost of scrapping their cars before they buy them. Now, of course, it's true old cars are piling up in dumps all over the country, but it sure would take some of the joy out of buying a car. You know, you pay for the extras, white wall tires, a radio, side view mirror, and scrapping. Oh, well, on to the blades of grass and happy. Now the American Patrol on Monitor and Games That Lovers Play. Thank you.
monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's monitor.
Yes, this is Monitor, and I'm Richard Hayes, and we'll meet a calypso singer from Bermuda who has sung for many distinguished visitors to that island, including four American presidents and a British princess. And we'll hear from a sports VIP, Football Commissioner Pete Rozelle, just 2.5 minutes from now.
Laura, hold these hands and count my fingers. Laura, touch these lips you once desired. Lay your head upon my chest, hear my heartbeat. Gently run your fingers through my hair. Touch these ears, let's listen to your wishes. Most of them fulfill, and that's a lot. Let your soft, gentle hands caress my body. Tell me what he's got that I can get. Oh, yes, tell me what he's got that I can give you. Well, it must be something I was born without. You took an awful chance to be with another man. So tell me what he's got that I ain't got. That I built for you. Laura, see this carpet that I laid. See those fancy curtains on the windows. And those satin pillows on your bed. Laura, count the dresses in your closet. Know the name. Oh, yes, tell me what he's got that I can't give you. Well, it must be something I was born without. And if there's time before I pull the trigger, then tell me what he's got that I ain't got. Laura, tell me what he's got.
Now, it's Monitor Sports.
This is Kyle Wood, and my guest today is Pete Rozelle, Commissioner of Professional Football. And Pete, the baseball season isn't over yet, and the AFL and NFL are in full swing. What about this conflict?
Well, actually, I think that the pro football preseason games, Kyle, are starting about the same time really they were 10 years ago. I think the difference is that there's more attention paid to them. I know that when I was with the Rams 10, 11 years ago, they went to the camp the same time they do now. But you have your press and training camp you didn't have then. You have television of preseason games. So I wouldn't expect any change there. We would hope to change, however, by 70, the end of our season, where we could conclude a little sooner after we finish present commitments. As to the overlap, I think that baseball is doing quite well in their attendance with that wonderful, particularly that wonderful American League race. And I know the professional football has started off very well, too. So I think that both of us can handle a short overlap.
But you know, Commissioner, in the expansion, you now have within the NFL four divisions, and of course the AFL is still in two divisions. How will the divisional setup work when the two leagues get together in 1970?
Well, that's something we have 3 years to work out, and with so many immediate problems, Kyle, we just frankly have not started on it yet. I would expect that we'll be giving serious thought to that beginning perhaps a year from now.
Mm-hmm. One other item that will have to be of major concern to you, and that is the AFL's two-point conversion rule. How do you think that will work out?
Well, our plan, of course, was to use the two-point conversion in all of the interleague preseason games, and it was employed this past summer to give the NFL coaches and management an opportunity to review it, and we will be meeting to make a determination on the future of the two-point rule sometime this fall.
Commissioner, the Super Bowl will be played in Miami this season, last season, of course, in Los Angeles. Is it your intention to keep it moving constantly, or are you looking for a permanent home and perhaps in a warm climate?
Well, we made no firm judgment on that. When we announced the game in Los Angeles for last year, we said we'll determine the future of it a little later, but the feeling was it might be well to, at that time, the feeling was we might, it might be well to move it so that both AFL and NFL cities could enjoy the game. And again, we'll review that policy after the game this this January 14th in Miami.
It's been suggested that several injuries could be avoided each weekend if the team's benches were moved several yards further back. As of now, I think they're fairly close to the sideline. Many people have suggested about 30 to 40 yards back.
I think, of course, it depends upon the individual stadium, but where you can have them back further, I'm certainly in favor of it. I think it accomplishes two purposes. One, it does tend to eliminate the injuries that could develop by running into the bench, and two, it gives a better sight line to the fans in the lower seats in the stadium.
Pete Rozelle, Commissioner of Professional Football, thank you very much. This is Kyle Roth for Monitor Sports.
Why don't you keep up with football and all the sports on Monitor every weekend? And this is Vicki Carr with It Must Be Him.
I tell myself what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings, and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it be. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. You'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it be him. For it all, it must be him. It must be him. For I shall die.
Minutes before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
The conversation station, WNBC, New York.
Frank Sinatra sings on Monitor, "All I Want for Christmas Are My Two Front Teeth."
Soft as a raindrop, fresh as the sea, warm as the sunshine shining on me. This is my love. This is my love. her laughter. Few are her tears. Gentle beauty and tender her
some music now.
Just a little island in the middle of the sea, a playground of the aristocracy. Not so wide and not so long, but famous for its stories and sound. They call it Bermuda.
A little island. Well, if there were an Olympic event for calypso singing, our next guest would certainly win it, hands down. His name, Hubert Smith, and for 30 years, he's been entertaining visitors to Bermuda with his songs and his band, and they're called the Coral Islanders. He's also appeared on several television series, provided music for motion picture soundtracks. I would say he's an all-around musician. Hubert Smith, I'm going to ask you to talk about calypso, but first, I'd like to welcome you to Monitor.
Well, thank you very much.
Let me ask you about calypso now. Where did it all begin?
Well, it began in the West Indian Islands. Most people have the impression that we're from the West Indian Islands, but we're out there alone in the middle of the Atlantic, about 670 miles off North Carolina.
And it's a small island, isn't it?
Just 22 square miles.
What industry do they have in Bermuda, you know, outside of the tourists coming in?
Well, that's the main industry. The tourist industry is the only thing that we depend on. I imagine if that falls down, then we're going to have all natives down there.
Mm-hmm.
But we do export Easter lilies at Easter time, especially to America.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, we exported carrots, onions, and potatoes. And you still have the famous Bermuda onion up here, but it now comes from Texas.
You're kidding.
That's right.
What particular part? LBJ's ranch?
Probably is. He's been to Bermuda, so he probably bought it up here.
I'm sure he has, because I guess most people, you know, who want to get away to that little island, yeah, go to the
to Bermuda. I have met LBJ and his wife, also sang for President Kennedy when he was in Bermuda,
mm-hmm.
President Eisenhower, and also President Roosevelt. That's quite some time ago.
When I know.
There was Sir Winston Churchill.
What kind of music do they request?
Well, they like calypso.
But you know, I think most people's idea of a calypso singer is that they come into a club and the calypso singer's up there with his calypso band, and the man walks in and he says, sing something about, the Bermuda Onion.
Yeah.
And the calypso singer will automatically just, start...
This is known as a calypsonian. This is a fellow that will sing instantaneously. This is the original calypsos. This is where they originated from. Because these people were... This was during slavery, when the people were not allowed to talk while working. And if you wanted to tell a friend of yours or a relative something that had happened that day or the day before, you would put it in song. And as long as you kept singing and kept working, you were allowed to sing anything you liked. This is the way. This was like a singing newspaper.
Your name is Hubert Smith. That's a simple name. How come you don't have a name like the Duke of Iron or the Earl of Sandwich or Johnny Peanut Butter? How come?
Well, you see, these names originate from the West Indian Islands, especially Trinidad and Jamaica. And these fellows took highfalutin names. This is something that we never acquired in Bermuda because we felt that we would be stealing it away from them. It was bad enough to steal their calypso rhythms. Last year, I sang for Princess Margaret. I was supposed to do 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I did 40 minutes for her.
Oh, boy.
I wrote a song especially for her. She took it back to England, took the music back, because she does play piano. I composed a song about which would be probably a good thing now if it was converted for the mini skirts, because a few years ago, we had the very short shorts. The girls walking through the city, even with small bathing suits on. We call them bikinis.
Yeah.
And we had so many complaints, especially from the old ladies, that thought this was indecent. And they started to write to the newspapers about this.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, tourists is our main industry, and we couldn't afford to insult these people. So they put this in the laps of the Hotel Association. And they came up with a green ticket that warned these ladies that it was against the law to wear shorts that were shorter than 3 inches above the knee in the city of Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
They advised them that these things could be worn on beaches and in the hotels, places like this. But in the city, they must wear Bermuda shorts.
And you wrote a song?
So I wrote a story about it and called it The Green Ticket.
Could you give it without... I know it's hard without music. Could you give us a little bit of it?
I guess I could. Well, I have a story to tell you about a beautiful lady down in Hamilton City, wearing almost nothing at all. Now she met up in a collision with a Bermuda policeman. A little green ticket he gave her. Take this home, darling, and read it. Well, when she got home, to her surprise, there it was before her eyes. The top's too low, the bottom's too high, not enough clothes and too much thigh. Green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket, green ticket. So they say, if you see a policeman, go the other way.
Hey, that's lovely. I have to give you a round of applause. Without music, that's... hard to do.
No, thank you.
And that
but
girl...
this is the type of thing that the Princess Margaret enjoyed. She got quite a kick out of it. They're so regular.
They're nice people.
Oh, wonderful people. Well, you know, it's a funny thing how I met LBJ, not knowing him at the time. He came in. Everyone was all dressed up with necktie and so forth. And this man walked in with an old calypso shirt on and a pair of bedroom slippers. And I couldn't understand how he could be allowed to come in with all these guests. He was strolling around and dancing with all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good time, yes, you know. And he walked over to me and he called me right off. He said, hello, Hubert. He said, how are you? I said, fine. And he said, how about doing Yellow Bird for Lady Bird? I still don't know who he's talking about. I said, gladly.
Uh-huh.
And I switched right. Fortunate for me, I immediately did it.
Mm-hmm.
And still not knowing who he was, I sang the song, and his wife then walked up after I finished and shook hands with me and thanked me and said it was very nice. I still didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
I turned to one of the fellows in the band and I said, who the devil is he? And the fellow said, that's the vice president of America.
What kind of dancer is he?
Very good. In fact, he dances good calypso anyhow.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Lets himself go, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
You can invite him to any party.
I think so, anyhow.
You know, it's been a joy talking with you and chatting with you. Look for this fella. He's there. He's the main attraction out on the island. The name is Hubert Smith, and it would be appropriate thing for me to do would be to sing you off, Hubert, but how about singing yourself off, huh? This is your latest record, isn't it?
Yes.
You have to fly, and we'll dance to your music called Wings of the Dove.
That's right.
Bye.
If I had the wings of a dove, if I had the wings of a dove,
so we bid farewell to the dove, off to Bermuda. And here comes Peter Nero. He's off to Mexico with a number called Xochimilco. NBC News on the Hour is next, and then there'll be more of Monitor. I'm Richard Hayes.
Be tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Over 100,000 homeowners can't be wrong. They're sold on Renew It. Now the Delco Corporation can power spray Renew It on your home and give it added strength, value, and beauty. Renew It, an amazing resurfacing material, fuses with any surface, cement, wood, stucco, shingle, or brick, to form a new surface that's stronger than ever. Available in 14 decorator colors, Renew It lasts up to 30 years and comes with a 10-year material replacement guarantee on product failure against peeling, chipping, and cracking. Waterproof Renew It insulates your home and cuts down on your fuel bills. Pay no money down. Your first payment is next year. And Delco will continue to caulk your windows and doors and reset your leaders and gutters free throughout the summer when they power spray Renew It on your home. Call for Shop at Home service at AX70188. That's AX70188. In New Jersey, call 333-4646. Out of area, call Collect. AX70188. This is the Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Stay tuned now for Monitor News on the Hour at 10.